Call to order. 48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boldeman?
Here.
Mrs. Bassone?
Here.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mrs. Herbert?
Here.
Mr. Hovater?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Lafreda? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Mr. Vitale? Barbara Father? Edward Gunnell?
Here.
Maren McCarthy? We have a quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of a whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of November 15, 2022. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Serino. Mr. Catani.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Abstain.
Mr. Johnson?
Abstain.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
And can we now have the student board representative report?
Sure. So I believe the last time we spoke was at the November meeting right before the homecoming. Mm-hmm. And so homecoming was it had a great turnout. It was probably the best homecoming that I've had in my 3 years here. And I think that that's because with COVID ending, people are starting to participate more. So all the classes participated in the hallway decoration contest, not just the class representatives, which is kind of their duty to go, but more people from every class helped participate, whether it meant something to them or didn't. They were just happy to help out, bring in their own materials, and spend time with their class working to win homecoming. And then that was the night before our homecoming pep rally was a hallway decorating contest. And at the pep rally, we had the pep rally games, which were, had just as good of a turnout. And we also had class shirts in which each class had amazing shirts. I know that the seniors specifically paired with a company that one of our students had started, one of our senior students, and he helped make us shirts, which we then distributed to our people who bought the shirts. So that was, it was great to see our class working with, our class as a whole working with individuals to help our class win homecoming. And the seniors did end up winning the whole thing. And then, so it's just spirit because of the whole was just a great turnout. And I think that the best day was probably the blue outfit and the gray outfit day. Walking through the hallway, everywhere you turned, you saw a school color, which I thought represented Manasquan great. And then the parade itself after that Friday, or Sunday, but whenever the parade was, I think it was the Friday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. it went well, and it ended the night with the bonfire, which I just thought homecoming as a whole went very well. And there's a lot of participation, which we haven't seen in the past few years, so it's great to see that coming back. And then moving on tomorrow, we have our Warrior Wednesday, which is once a month, in which when you wear Manasquan gear, you get entered into a raffle where you can win a few prizes. So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. And along with the Warrior Wednesday video, or the Warrior Wednesday competition, we also have a class council video, which the sophomore class council is going to be handling, where they're just going over some things that they're basically recapping homecoming and a few things that we've done in the past and showing a few events coming up in the future. And lastly, we had a few college acceptances with early actions coming out, early action decisions, and a lot of students have gotten, you know, either committed to college is or gotten colleges acceptances, which I just think is great. And then Key Club as well. We just did our REIT fundraiser, which raised a lot of money for the Key Club, and they were distributed on the tennis courts out there. Sophomores and juniors were distributed, I think, on Thursday, and the freshmen and seniors were distributed on Tuesday prior to that. And then we also, for Key Club, we had Key Club and Academy of Finance fundraiser, in which Academy of Finance students were, their duty was to bring in toys, and each member brought in three toys, which would be distributed to an Asbury Park school. So last Friday, we had a few drivers drive them down. I think we had around 30 of those huge garbage bags of toys. So we collected a lot, and it was an easy transportation and an easy donation. We need some upcoming hours for Key Club are mostly centered around sports, because we have girls basketball starting up, boys basketball, and wrestling. So running the concession stands and just helping out around those sporting events is going to be where the bulk of our hours for Key Club are coming from. And then I mentioned this last time, but the Church of Brielle is still, we're still collaborating with them to help Pastor Lou, who's looking for volunteers on Sundays, to help with, you know, the technological aspects of what the church wants to participate in, like Facebook, PowerPoint, and just their sound system. And then lastly, at the end of our break, we have 10 hours for all Key Club members are going to be here. So that's when the bulk of our hours are going to be turned in.
You said so many profound things, and I want to thank you for being here. And I don't think you realize the things that you said to me. One of the things that you said to me just tells me how school spirit is back and morale is at a high here in the school. As a superintendent, I look back on the COVID years that we had, and I worry about the mental wellness that we have, and if we could ever get back to that concept of normalcy, when we did have the pep rally, and we did have the parade on the Wednesday night before the Thanksgiving Day game, and then the barn fire, which went away right before COVID, if you remember, and we had all those things. So from the things that you just said to me, we're back. We're where we should be. And that's a celebration to me in itself. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for sharing your time with us tonight, because I know between swimming and academics and all the Christmas shopping you have to do, that your time's at a premium. And to hear that the dance, we had over 400 students, I think, at the homecoming dance, which is huge, says a lot about who we are and how we're back. So I think your report was awesome, and thank you for that today. Any questions by the board?
Nice work.
Did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And now, after the choir and the chorus and the band, I expect you to get up, go home, do your homework, and get the swimming practice. Okay? Cool. Thank you.
Good?
Okay. We're now going to move to our presentations. And I would like to introduce the members of the Manasquan High School Chorus with Ms. Madeline Schiller.
I
having us. Our first piece is Believe from the Polar Express, and we have Percy Busenchik singing a solo to start us off.
Where you can see every couple. The night away.
Absolutely phenomenal. Thank you. And don't forget to take a Walter's cookie, please. The big one. Because it's the holiday.
Somehow two freshmen snuck in. We have Owen Murphy on trumpet, who's also playing horn and concert band, and Maeve Forth on trumpet.
Thank you.
I'm going to play with them, because they play great.
Thank you.
you very much for being here tonight. We truly appreciate it.
Now we go to the podium.
Thank you very much for being here this evening and helping us celebrate our students. On behalf of the Board of Education, we want to wish you the merriest of Christmas and the happiest of holidays. We hope it's safe and joyful for everyone. As we move forward with our presentations this evening, we're now going to focus on our students of the month. And as you can see from tonight's presentations, our students truly are wonderful. To see that there were certain students that are chosen every month to highlight them, you know that they have done something special. Tonight, the students that we will present to you have served as role models. They're extremely academically motivated and have done a lot in the community in regards to activities to help Manasquan be a better place to live. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month, Tyler Sin. Tyler is a member of the Academy of Engineering, Team Penn, Varsity Esports. You guys are here tonight because you won this big championship again. Academic Team, National Honor Society, and Model UN. Outside of school, Tyler works as a server at Raven Cajun, enjoys sports, cornhole, and graphic design, video editing. He volunteers with the National Honor Society at the Academy of Engineering. Tyler's favorite subject is criminology, and his favorite teacher is Mr. Fig. You want me to read why you like Mr. Fagan? You want to tell everybody why you think Mr. Fagan is the best? Because Mr. Fagan is here tonight, right? Well, we can say anything we want. It's not here. Okay, so you want me to read that? Awesome. Mr. Fagan is my favorite teacher because he teaches with an engaging and interactive teaching style. He also has put an enormous amount of time and effort into his various clubs like History Club, Model UN, and Mock Trial, along with his various classes. He always goes above and beyond for his students and always has an answer for all their crazy questions. That's nice. Thank you very much. Tyler Sinclair. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Jessica Slobin. Jessica?
We have a twin sister in the choir, but she's at a dance dress rehearsal for the dance studio. She's not here.
Okay.
But her twin could have just seen her on
And then you can always tell Jessica the great things that we said about her. Janelle, in school, Jessica and Janelle are members of the dance club, where they study social media coordinator in the drama club. She is going to be, or they are going to be, in the upcoming musical. Are you in a musical?
Yeah.
Do that. And a beach dancer and dance captain. And she is a member of the National Honor Society. You as well? You will be, though, right? Next year, Janelle will be a member of the National Honor Society. Outside of school, Jessica and Janelle study all forms of dance at the Spring Lake Theater and Dance Academy. Please say yes. All right, one out of two. I never lie, and I always tell people what I think. So, keep me honest. She is a member of the competition dance team and enjoys playing the piano for fun. Do you play the piano?
No.
Ooh, he said yes. I have one right there. Maybe next time. Jessica and Janelle Maggie volunteered at the Spring Lake Theater and Dance as teaching assistants with younger children. They help fundraising events and usher at shows. Volunteers at Manasquan High School events that usher and assisting with fundraising activities. Jessica's favorite subjects are history and dance, and her favorite teachers are Mr. Bryant and Mrs. Galano. And your favorite teachers are?
I also love Mrs. Galano and Ms. Shilla. She's amazing.
She is amazing. In fact, take it back 2 years ago. We had a wonderful drama teacher here who was here for 40 years as a stakeholder. And I was a little bit, when I lose my staff members to retirement, I grieve a little bit about that. Because I never know. Mr. Goodall called me, and this is a true story, and said, Dr. Cajun, you have to meet this teacher. She's a rock star. I'm like, really? I said, we have 40 years to replace of somebody that was a stakeholder, not only here, but in the community. He said, no, you have to meet Madeline Schultz. I'm telling you, she's a rock star. And you know what? He was right. You are a rock star. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate the Manasquan High School sophomore, who's number one, Drake Ochak. Drake? A member of the marching band, jazz band, and spring track team. Outside of school, Drake enjoys playing the piano, saxophone, gaming, bike riding, and running. Drake's favorite subject is jazz band, and his favorite teacher is Mr. Janios. Everything in his class is fun.
I can't pronounce his name.
Okay.
I have no idea how to say it. I think it's like Janios? Janios?
Janios is what I said, so I'm closer.
I have no idea.
Good. Drake. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate us. Manasquan High School Freshman Student of the Month, Kelly Meza Osorio. Kelly? Kelly, you mind for me? Kelly enjoys volunteering at church. Her favorite subject is ceramics, and her favorite teacher is Mrs. Muir. Kelly selected Mrs. Muir because she is kind, honest, and helps her understand.
Oh, this is good.
Thank you for that. Do you want to add anything to that? You could. Years, researchers have discovered something that may seem obvious, but for many reasons was overlooked or denied. What really makes a difference, what matters more than the class size or the textbook, the teaching method or the technology, or even the curriculum, is the quality of the teacher. With that, Manasquan Board of Education, I congratulate Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Mr. Jim Fagan. Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Student of the Month, Gavin Carew. In school, Gavin is a member of the soccer, basketball, and baseball teams. He is a member of the National Junior Honor Society. He enjoys helping with the food drive and talking to younger students about MES sports during the club meeting. Outside of school, Gavin plays on travel baseball and basketball teams.
He volunteers in delivering food to less fortunate people in the surrounding community and helps clean up regions. Davin's favorite subject is math, and his favorite teacher is Mrs. Fischel. May I read what you said, Mrs. Fischel? Like, Mrs. Truschetta is my favorite teacher because she always finds a way to make her class fun, no matter what you're doing. She always has a positive attitude, which also, of course, is a whole class being positive too. Also, she's always trying to help you in any way. If you miss a day of work, she'll always try to help you with it and make sure you get it all done. Now, Mrs. Truschetta doesn't teach math. So, she teaches English. So, how did that happen? Like math, your favorite teacher is English. Good choice. Gavin. Each day, teachers come to school ready to tackle the job that was critically important. Extraordinarily complex, often joyful, and at times heartbreaking. In essence, teach yourself others to become their best selves, and I can think of no more important one. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate the Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Andrea Crescetti. Now, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan High School Surf Team with their ninth consecutive NSSA Northeast Regional State Championship, undefeated 6-0 in regular season. With that, can I call the coaches forward, please? Mr. Locke Ruber, Mr. DeRouge, and Mr. Hoffman. Certificates and medals for all the boys tonight, and I'm going to ask Coach to call up the members that are here this evening. We have over 50 students who are going to be engaged on surf, right?
Like yes. 80.
Close. That's over 50.
Yeah, I think we're at 58.
And we asked for RSVPs tonight, and we got about 10 or 12 students who responded. So, I mean, we have all their pictures. And if you want to call them up, they can have you stand next to them and introduce them.
Sure, I'll call them up, whoever's here.
Yeah, that'd be all sure.
One at a time.
Okay. Yeah, one at a time.
All right, I do see Maya Korth over there, so Maya, come on up.
You can just stand right up here with us, Maya.
Come on up, it'll be shy.
And then we'll get your certificates out of bed.
All right, next up, I see Olivia Water back there.
Olivia,
come on up. Sorry. That's going to be here. And then I think last but not least, please correct me if I don't see someone, Seamus Walsack.
And other members of the CERT team here this evening. Why don't you guys come on down here? Okay, right between me and Coach. Mrs. Pollock, could you come?
Get into it now.
Oh, you're in it now.
Good. All right, thanks.
I think all our accomplishments are unbelievable, and we just keep being the best. And I want to thank the parents and the students and my staff for that. And here's another example of the Board of Education vision and being child focused has done wonders for our student body. Was about 3 years ago.
2019, sir.
Yeah, when we decided to take a stab at doing e-sports because there was so much money out there for scholarships. When I brought the idea to the board, they were like, yeah, let's do this. Let's see who's interested. And here we are tonight again celebrating a first place victory for our e-sports teams. Amy has done a great job with them, and the interest has peaked, and I just can't thank you enough. And I'm going to show the pictures of the children so you can read them, even though they're not here this evening. Here they are at the Battle Academy Invitational down in Atlantic City, showing off their trophy that they won, the belt. And here's the students that were actively engaged, Braden Check, Tyler Collinson, Cale Driscoll, and Christopher Lynch, and Corey Sutton. And you want to say something, Bill?
Thank you. Well, they're a fantastic group. This is the same group that won the 2021 state championship. So we have different teams. We have a fall team. These guys are my spring team because they're all soccer players in the fall, and they have winter sports. So they're not here tonight, but that's a Rocket League team specifically. And when you were talking scholarships, I was nodding to Tyler in the back, Tyler Sims, because we're in the middle of looking at college scholarships. He's been getting talked to by colleges about going there to play esports with them. And so we're in the middle of all our seniors and our juniors looking at colleges and the scholarships, academics, and to help run their programs. Like, they're giving scholarships for esports ecosystem type jobs. So it's really exciting. It's a great time to be in the industry.
Really? Wow, it really worked out.
About 45 people in the whole club.
Great. Amy?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our esports. Before we move to the principal's reports, again, I just want to wish everybody to have a happy holiday, have a cookie,
You're welcome to stay and listen to the principal's reports. They have some great things to say. If not, everybody's got Christmas shopping to do, I'm sure. So we'll take a 5-minute break now.
Yes.
I wonder if they really continue our meeting with the principal's presentation. We usually start with, well, maybe it's on the agenda, but you want me to start with. Jackie, would you like to start tonight?
I would love to start.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. You know, it's been an exciting time at MES. It always is, right? Especially around November and December. And so, just quickly summarizing, we've been actively working with our teachers, administration, interventionists on our literacy curriculum selection for next year. We've met with two different publishers. There's a group of 16 teachers that are involved. It is something that the teachers are really interested in, and we want to make sure that we're making the right selection. So we have a lot of input. We've kind of cultivated a space for teachers to ask questions so that we can, you know, look into the answers or try and find resources to support them within our Teams group, our personal learning community Teams group. And that allows us to host our discussions. Today we met as a collaborative group to discuss the two different curriculums that we were researching, and we'll kind of be in a good place, maybe possibly looking at visiting districts who are already implementing the curriculum to see it up front, and, you know, and what it actually looks like in practice. Intro to Band is one of the courses that we implemented this year for our grade 4 students, and actually at the winter concert they debuted. Just a quick summary of Intro to Band, the students learn about all the families of the instruments and are able to make a selection as to whether they would like to participate in band to learn about it. And so basically, they are in a space where 25 out of the 46 fourth grade students were ready to participate in the winter concert, and that's before even committing to the second semester of being in band. And that includes the flute, clarinet, sax, trumpet, baritone, trombone, and percussion. So they are well underway, and I'm really excited to see what they look like in the spring concert. And then in goal two, we are continuing to work with our intervention and referral service group, and we are working collaboratively with teachers. We set that out in the beginning of the year where it was a very clear definition of what we were doing, and we've been working very collaboratively with the interventionists, the teachers having input and administration to make sure that all students are supported, and any areas that we can support any of our students are identified as quickly as possible. And then in goal three, we had our GNT program. So our pullout experiences are underway. Our GNT STEM, humanities, and visual arts have been pulling out our students and doing, you know, different projects with them. Up here, we have a picture of the catapult that they built in the STEM activity. And they actually were able to build a catapult out of spoons, popsicles, and rubber bands. And the furthest one was 13 feet that they were able to launch some candy. So that was extremely exciting. They had a lot of fun doing that. Also, our teachers are participating in a professional development, or just did, on December 15th. This was a PD where a collaboration hosted by Dr. Wendy Gray Morales, the assistant superintendent for Monmouth Ocean Educational Services Commission, and Deb Bliesnack, the educational specialist from the Monmouth County Office of Education. And the GNT teachers, as well as Mr. Coppola, attended this conference where they talked about meaningful criteria about how we are selecting students and identifying data points to take a look at to make sure that we examine each student in their complete profile. And in the second part of that session, they collaborated on different activities that are going on so we can get some ideas to make sure that we inspire new projects and they are truly unique experiences for our students. As a benefit of this program as well, the teachers were able to collaborate and there's a communal drive where they're able to access everybody's, you know, plans and get ideas and things like that. So they definitely have a lot of materials to work with, and there will be future PD opportunities of this kind that they will be participating in. In goal four, we talk about pre-K expansion. This is going to be my first reminder that the Little Warriors and Creative Pre-K registration is coming up. Application opens on Friday, January 27th. As like it was last year, it will be online. And at 9 a.m. sharp, it opens, and then it will close on Wednesday, March 1st. And just again, enrollment is open to a limited number of preschool students without special needs. Students are selected on a first-come, first-served basis, with priority given to the residents of Manasquan, and any students who are currently in our pre-K-3 or half-day pre-K-3 program as of January 1st are automatically selected for our pre-K-4 program. We are hoping to incorporate another pre-K-4 class, bringing us up to three pre-K-4 classes for next year, and we will stay with our pre-K-3 half-day program, an AM and a PM session. This is all extremely exciting for us. As we get more and more of our Manasquan students to enter at pre-K-4, we are increasing our readiness and our, you know, ability to prepare our students for kindergarten, which is great. Okay. And then goal five is school climate. I'm sure your students are telling you a lot about all the pancakes that we have. There's a lot of different activities that are going on. In November, we talked about grateful warriors. That was our warrior trait. And then this month, we talked about peaceful warriors. A lot of times, these are, you know, the important part of this initiative, I feel like, is to, for us all of the people who are interacting with these children each day are utilizing the same language. You know, I feel like the teachers are able to speak about the trait of the month through our Think About It Thursdays, where we pose a scenario and then discuss it with their class. They post it on Teams so we can see all of the great things that are happening in the classroom. On Warrior Wednesdays, we take pictures and also post them, which is a great communal feel even for our teachers. And then all of those entries are put into this wheel that we go live on Teams, and all of the teachers log in and they get to see who the winner is for that week. And they usually get some sort of treat or just a celebration of being, you know, peaceful warriors and working toward that. And then we also do shout outs where we are the students. If you take a look up there, there's a couple of examples where the students and the teachers are filling out shout outs for each other. And these are put into a big bucket, and then I grab out a few of these slips, and these students who are the ones who participate in Pancakes with the Principal. Tomorrow is our Peaceful Warrior Pancakes with the Principal. Over here, I think on the left was our grateful thing. We did like a gratefulness, a gratitude tunnel where the kids like ran through it. It was very exciting. And in that time, we do a little lesson on the treat of the month, and we just celebrate the students. They always love it. Last time I added some the whipped cream and the syrup, and that was and powdered sugar, and they thought that it was a gourmet meal, so I'll take it. And then lastly, just a couple of quick things that were going on. Otherwise, we had our student council holiday fun night. The student council hosted stations, which was really interesting, you know, really great to see. The kids had a blast while we provided the Manasquan family some time to get things done this holiday season. So it was a lot of fun. Kids were making bracelets, and the student council student just really did a nice job keeping the students happy and occupied. And then lastly, today, the kindergarten team actually had different stations set up in each of their rooms. They mixed all the kindergartners up into different groups, and they went to each of the classrooms where teachers were hosting different stations. So they did things like seeing items that will float in a bucket of water, including like a gingerbread cutout. They built an elf on a shelf, built an igloo around this little snowman. So they were working really well with, you know, people that they don't typically work with in an academic setting. So it was a lot of fun to see, and the kids enjoyed it. And that's it for our lower MES report.
Thank you. Awesome. Now, Mrs. Benetta.
Good evening, everyone. So Jackie got to speak a lot about our progress towards our goals, and obviously we're working in tandem on a lot of these goals. It's very important to us that we are making decisions that are in the best interest of our entire pre-K to 8 building. So I'm just going to spotlight a few things that are specific to the upper grade levels tonight. Our social emotional learning course has been implemented as an elective in grades 5, 6, 7, and 8. We're seeing it's having really the most draw and the most impact in our fifth and sixth grade, which has been really, really great. These two diagrams that you see over on the right are pieces that are from the research-based programs that we're using for our SEL curriculum, Habitudes and Seven Mindsets. And those are really core competencies that they are highlighting for children to have. So on the bottom, you'll see the seven mindsets. And those seven mindsets, right, everything is possible, passion first, we are connected. These are the sort of foundation of the work that kids are doing as they work through the program. So learning to be present, learning to be accountable for their actions and their decisions, right, making sure that they understand their connections and the importance of the connections between themselves and others. And then on the top, you'll see Habitudes really talks about what's intrapersonal and what is interpersonal, different sets of skills, and understanding that responsible decision making is the interplay between, you know, thinking about yourself and thinking about others. So these are really very complementary programs that we're working together on, so that we're not just doing yoga and mindfulness and things like that in SEL, but we're also really pushing some of the skills that kids are going to need to be successful as they move forward. So that's been going really, really well. Those two programs are working really well in our SEL program. Just a quick update, our eighth grade trip planning was fully underway, and you know, to everyone's surprise and happiness, we were able to get back an overnight trip. So it's exciting. We're going to be heading to the grounds for sculpture and checking that out. And then we'll be heading to Indian Echo Caverns, which is going to be a great scientific experience for the kids. They're going to be spending the night in Hershey and doing the history of chocolate and that stuff in the morning. And they will be spending some time at Hershey Park. It was very important to our eighth graders. Their priorities were that it was an overnight and that they had the opportunity to have some theme park time built in there. We talked a little bit about art and science and history and trying to get some other meaningful experiences in there. So they're excited about the trip, and they'll be, you know, continuing their fundraising for that. For next year, we're kind of full steam ahead at this point as we were working through our budgets and the elective planning process. I'm committed to bringing more options for our middle schoolers for electives. Something that Mr. Goodall and I discussed that we feel like is very important is the potential for bringing Project Lead the Way courses into the middle school. A couple of courses we're looking at. Medical detectives is just what it sounds like. It's sort of an interesting feeder for the biomedical engineering program. Would get kids excited about looking at different medical scenarios and working through their knowledge base to try to solve some of those problems. And then there's also courses, app creators and computer science for makers and creators, which would be some great STEM options for us to bring in as well. So I have teachers who are interested in pursuing the preparation for these Project Lead the Way courses. We think they would be great for our kids who maybe are going to consider going into those Project Lead the Way courses at the high school, and also provide some great elective options. So look at that. Another course that we're designing as an elective option, we're calling it 3 C's, and that is going to be current events, civics, and community service. So helping kids branching off of these SEL concepts to understand their place in our culture, in our society, in our community, and their role to be of service to others. So that's another elective that we're going to be working on. We continue to make good progress with our ReadyMath and our Savvis Science implementation. We're continuing to monitor our iReady diagnostics. We are getting ready to do the mid-year diagnostic, which will give us some interesting information about our students' growth from the initial diagnostic at the start of the year, and our Savvis labs are going really well. It's been really nice to see our science teachers get to wrap their brains around materials that are really helping them to embrace those next generation science standards, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that's going to impact our science scores in grades 5 and 8 as well. So just a quick update for tonight, but lots of exciting things are happening. We're looking forward to seeing how this all plays out next year, obviously pending the budget. So
thank you. Mr. Goodall, high school.
Dr. Gajan, thank you for having me. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everyone. Happy Hanukkah. You just saw some performances of our students in the past 2 Wednesdays. We had a chorus concert, which was outstanding. And last week, we had the holiday dance performance, which was also outstanding. That performance was packed to the rafters, and everyone involved, Ms. Chilla for chorus and Ms. Galano for her dance performance. Students were just outstanding, put us in the holiday spirit, and we've been dancing ever since at the high school. So, you know, when you get a chance to see their next recital, I really encourage you to come out and see the dancers. And perhaps maybe next year at the board meeting, we can have them performing as well.
Have the board members dance?
No. Well, they can if they want. But dancing around holiday performance.
performance.
Just a suggestion.
Sure, as long as I don't need to have to be the choreographer, I'm good.
We have someone for that. And in the spirit of, you know, having our alumni come back, I had done this in my previous district, and with COVID over our shoulders, wasn't able to do it. But while students are home from the holidays, for the holidays, from colleges, as a fundraiser for the performing arts students, we're going to have our first annual coffee house. That's on Thursday at 6:30. Anyone, it's open mic if you would like to come and perform. We'd love to have you. We're going to have our current students performing, and then some of our alumni students, who actually some of them play in bands that you see at the Jersey Shore. They're going to come back and play, and it's all to fundraise for the students that you saw here tonight. Hoping it's a big event, but I know it's going to just grow in popularity year to year, and it'll be a big event like everything else here eventually. So if you want to just come and drink coffee and have a donut and listen to music, you're more than welcome. And if you want to perform, there's a spot for you too. Just talking about some of the items we've been presenting about the past few months as we plan for next year. We said we're going to rebrand a few of our academies. I wanted to thank Mrs. Larkin and her graphic design students for putting this all together. I gave each board member a packet of our new course proposals, but it also includes the rebranding of those two academies, and the kids are working on the other three academies that we have. And that'll all be seen in the course of study. And what these flow charts provide is opportunities and a vision for kids. If they have a career interest or subject area interest, these are classes that they could follow within an academy. And you know, in the academies, they recognize students who accomplish a lot of these classes with graduations at the end of the year. So we're really, really looking forward to implementing this next year. And you know, again, thanking Mrs. Larkin and her students for putting these together. I think it's a nice visual for our program of studies. In addition, I mentioned some new courses. They are also listed in that packet. Just a couple of changes. In speaking to Mr. Chang and the physics students who are currently taking, especially the juniors who are taking AP Physics 1, they feel they're ready to add AP Physics C, which is a very much a calculus-based physics, and will help create a profile for them to apply to engineering schools. So we're looking to add that class. Any student could take it, provided they make the prerequisite, but it's really aimed at students who are going to pursue engineering in college. And to have this on their transcript is a win-win for them as they compete for different slots in engineering schools. We were talking about Project Lead the Way. We were going to add environmental sustainability, but that's going over a rewrite, and they're not offering professional development. But the folks at Project Lead the Way suggested that we add the fourth capstone class, because we're proceeding nicely. We have 120 kids involved, so we will be doing that. And that is called Engineering Design and Development. And then also listed are some of the classes that we spoke about at previous presentations. So it's a lot of opportunities for kids. In addition, you'll see in the packet, which is not on a slide, some of our science electives, we are going to rewrite those so they're half-year electives. That way, kids have some more flexibility in scheduling, and really can pick classes that they're interested in, rather than tied to a whole year-long experience. And maybe they're not interested in oceanography, but they like the other part of the class. So now we broke them up so it creates a basket choice of electives for kids, all to their benefit, based on their interests. And then finally, as we're pursuing International Baccalaureate, Dr. Cajun and I will be traveling to Wareham, Massachusetts to visit their high school and middle school. you know, it's been my experience over the years that Massachusetts at times is way ahead of the curve in terms of innovative educational practices. And we identified Wareham as a IB school, IB district, and they kind of resemble Manasquan a bit. So we spoke to the principal there. He's looking forward to receiving us and telling us all about their experience with IB. So we're looking forward to that trip. And that's my report.
Before I open it up for any questions from the Board of Education, I take great pleasure in evaluating my principals. I evaluate the principals, and my assistant superintendent evaluates the directors in the district. We have many conversations together, and we do it on a one-to-one basis, and we're focused on moving our district forward. And as I sit here and I listen to all the things that we're doing, sometimes if you don't embrace the moment and things go unsaid, they're not realized. And I think it's important that this Board of Education understand the people that you have sitting in front of you. We've talked about things like International Baccalaureate, Project Lead the Way, Habitudes, Social Emotional Learning, Seven Mindsets, putting these skills first. And at the President and Vice President meeting this week, the Vice President brought up to me a question about harassment, intimidation, and bullying. And how come we've seen a decline in that in our district over the years? And it's an intangible. Why does that happen? Did it happen because we instituted a new curriculum? Is the fact that we scored 20 points higher on the math test this year than the state average? Is that something that happened by accident? Was that because of a new curriculum? Did that happen because of the fact that we were in school more than other school districts? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But I do know that things happen because of leadership. A district moves forward because of the leaders that you have in the district. I'm very fortunate to have on my team at the administrative office two leaders that work with me on a daily basis. And tonight, demonstration of what we are accomplishing here in the district because of the leadership of the people that sit in front of us. That's an intangible thing. Margaret Wheatley, Sir Giovanni would say that servant leadership is the most important thing. Caring about people and moving forward. Not caring about the things, but caring about the people in place and then taking that initiative and moving it forward. That way you'll get the most followers. You've done that. I want you to know how much I appreciate the fact that you've modeled this leadership skill with our staff, and they, in turn, have followed you with it. That's the reason why I think we're doing so well academically. You've demonstrated how important it is for us, and the staff has bought into that. You've demonstrated how important it is for students to care about each other. They have bought into it. We have hiccups along the way, things we have to deal with, but we do it together. So I felt just from looking at all the things you presented this evening, it was important for me to know that I know this, and I want my Board of Education to know this as well. We are moving forward because of the people that we have working together. So thank you for that. Questions?
I just wanted to say I was able to attend the winter concert. And in 6 years of attending winter and spring concerts at the elementary school, it was hands down the most well-attended concert I've been to by, you know, leaps and bounds. It was standing room only. So it really was excellent, and there were a ton of students involved in both the junior, the senior band, the jazz bands, the chorus. It really was impressive. So it was a big change.
It's exciting.
Do you know we inducted more than 100 students in the National Honor Society this year? And that's not because of lowering our bar. That's awesome. So thank you for that. Any other questions? I believe that concludes our principal's reports for this evening.
Thanks,
Margaret.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
Sorry, I didn't mean to drop. I had to say what I had to say. We We good?
Yep.
Can we move to the discussion items for this evening?
Slow down.
I'm way ahead of myself.
Right, well, we'll
Thanks,
see.
Terry.
We'll get to you. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, we'll move to the second public forum. Would anyone like to be heard on items not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Thank you. Under education, curriculum, and technology, we do have a revised calendar, the 2022 and 2023 school year, as well as a new calendar. I'm going to turn this over to my assistant superintendent to focus on the calendar changes, if you would.
Sure. So just a brief explanation of why we're revising this year's school calendar. The current calendar had 181 school days in it. We only need 120 days. So the change that's being represented tonight is what we're proposing is that so that we don't have to adjust the date of graduation, right? We're trying to keep that a more certain date for the end of the year. We would be adding a day off on the Thursday prior to Memorial Day. So that would make, if there's no inclement weather days, no snow days, that would mean there's a 5-day weekend for Memorial Day, that Thursday, Friday, and the following Monday off. And then graduation would remain on June 21st. High school graduation would remain on June 21st. So that effectively gives us 3 built-in snow days to the calendar. The first one being Martin Luther King Jr. Day on January 16th. So if there were a snow day prior to January 16th, we would have school on this January 16th. And then if there were a second and third subsequent snow day, those would then be on May 25th and May 26th, respectively, prior to Memorial Day weekend. So that's the proposed change to this year's calendar. And then we expect we'll have a draft of the 23-24 calendar for the board at the reorganization meeting on January 5th.
Any questions about the calendar? Seeing none, I'll move personnel will be in executive session. We have no policies. Tonight to focus on. We do have a budget update from our business administrator.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. The budget is, we're still kind of in the beginning stages of it. Last week marked the deadlines for the department heads and seven districts to send me their budget requests and for enrollment projections respectively. So those have all been received. We'll now, in my office, put those together with different projections relating to salaries and insurances and everything that it takes to run the school district and put together a coherent plan to move forward for next year. So I believe Ms. Pollock reached out about a finance committee which has been established, and I'll be reaching out to let you know when the first meetings will be to start discussing that. I don't have a bullet, Dr. Cajun, but it came up during the break just to putting my board secretary hat on. Thank you to Mr. Johnson and Ms. Herbert for their service on the board this past year. As the rotation moves on, we'll have representatives from Spring Lake and Spring Lake Heights replacing them. I don't know if it'll be Mr. Vitale, but Rio will maintain their seat.
Thank you for your service. We truly appreciate it. You guys have been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good?
Yeah.
Moving right along. buildings and grounds and facilities. I'd like to focus on the field house utilization. The field house is being used, and I'm happy to see that. In my mind, I like to see it used 24 hours a day. I do want to go over the facility use procedures and protocol that we have in place so everybody understands exactly what we had agreed on. And this document everybody has. The way the field house is utilized, there's particular hours that the school district has. There's 6 hours a day that the recreation department has, the town has to utilize that. And then there are times on the weekend that are shared. It's been broken up into three areas. You have the field house, the exercise room, and the weight room. And those three areas can be used in conjunction with each other. We have a scheduling protocol where you go on the scheduler and you take the hours that have been allotted to you and you fill in exactly what you would be doing there so everybody could see exactly what's going on in the field house. Because if there's a time when either the, and you correct me if I'm awry, if an hour is not being utilized, say by the school district, we're not utilizing our hour from, I'm gonna say 5 to 6 on, because our hour is 5 to 6 during the week.
That would be a school
district. Then the recreation can say, hey, you guys aren't using 5 to 6. Can we use it from 5 to 6 on these days? And the answer is, of course, gonna be yes. Now, if there's a time when the district's not using it, which is first, the recreation department's not using it, which is second, and outside agents can say to us, hey, do we have an opportunity to utilize your field house at the cost that you had projected on the sheet that you had approved? Which I think that we should talk about raising the per hour cost of the field house, not at this meeting, but I'd like to talk about that either in the February meeting, we can talk about that. Because right now it's $35 an hour. If you look around at the surrounding places that rent out facilities like ours, they're anywhere from $175 an hour to
$150, $175.
So it would not be unheard of for us to charge $70 an hour, $75 an hour. But that's a decision that you have to make, and I just want you to start thinking about it. So my point is that the recreation department is doing a concerted effort to create as many programs as they can and utilize the hours that they have. And we have been working with them to ensure that they understand the process of scheduling properly so we don't overschedule. So if you hear any hiccups that are happening out there in public, there are some hiccups occurring, but we're solving them by working together. And we have a great relationship. We've met twice this week. And they're starting to understand that once something is scheduled, you can't schedule over the top of that. So they are getting their time that they're allotted. We have ours. And there are outside agencies like Red Bank Baseball have scheduled a couple hours on Sundays. Well, Little League has scheduled a couple hours. There's been Point Pleasant who scheduled a couple hours in there. But they're all scheduling times that are not being utilized. However, if rec feels they want to utilize that time after somebody has scheduled it, the answer, as we all agreed, is no. There's a window of opportunity that everybody has to schedule the field house. If you don't take advantage of that window and somebody else does, we're not going to bump them out because it just doesn't seem professional to me. So the hierarchy is school district, rec department, outside agencies. No one will take anybody's hours that have been allotted to them. For instance, rec is in there from 6 to 9 every morning. Those are their hours. They can schedule those. It's up to them to block those out, put their programs in. We don't do that for them. Although Pete and I have been discussing maybe just blocking them out for them until they get their programs. I think it's going to take about a year for this thing to grow to where it should be. And there's going to be some hiccups. There's just going to be. They have to develop their programs. We already have ours put into place. And we did agree, don't forget, that if it's a rainy day out there and somebody has the field house signed up, rec, that our teams can bump them out because that's why we built the field house. The soccer team's got to go in there on a rainy day, or the football team, and have a practice, and they understand that. So Why am I bringing this up? Because we've had two meetings, in case you hear anything out in public, we are abiding by the agreement that we made, and we're working hard to work together. So, questions? Good?
Have we reached out to Little League as well?
Well, we don't reach out. Okay. They have to reach out to us. See, I don't know why batting clinics aren't being formed and stuff, but I don't think it's my position to suggest. I mean, we have four batting cages that can be utilized. And they could be utilized when somebody else is using the weight training or the wrestling room. They could be, you know. So, no, I have not reached out to them.
Okay. There are open sessions too, like at night, and that they're wearing the same, correct?
There are open sessions, I think, that Rec has, what they call open field. Okay. When I'm thinking that eventually...
That's part of Rec's time?
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to go away eventually, okay. Only because I would think they're going to say, hey, maybe that's a good time to do a batting clinic or a passing clinic or a soccer clinic. Let's use that time for that. I think it's easier right now for them as they, again, start to
maybe
develop.
Need, yeah. Something to consider is I do know that the middle schoolers have been... particularly my son's age group, the 7th, 8th graders, they go there a lot at night. And my son, the first availability, he was there as much as possible. And so, you know, it's that time of night that if, you know, the kids have already done their homework, it's that 7 to 8, 9 o'clock period where instead of sitting around watching TV or...
which I think it's great.
...bothering a sibling, you know, they can go down and do that. So just something to keep in mind, that open time period, at least from what I'm seeing from middle school kids, is getting used.
It's well attended.
Yeah, we look at the camera, and it peaks and valleys, like you could see. And again, that's fine. That's Rex's time. Open it the way you want. We're good.
Do you have to pay for the open time?
Rec doesn't pay for anything.
No, but I mean, our students don't have to pay to go
in. No, it's all free.
But they're going in on school time, not on Rec time, right?
Well, it doesn't matter if you go. We have school time that our students can use. They don't pay. We have rec time that they can use through the rec department. They don't pay for that either. Now, I don't know. I can't speak for if they have, say, a yoga class that they're going to charge.
I meant just the open time.
So yeah, no.
Your open time is going to be by the rec show.
Yeah, it's not, I have nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Okay. Can I move right to the superintendent's report? Enrollment, as you can say, is 1,455, 950 in the high school, 505 in the elementary school. We've met all our state mandates for fire drills and lockdown drills. And again, as I alluded to, the fact that we have no harassment, intimidation, and bullying for this month, and I sort of alluded to exactly why I think that's occurring, and I did do a really quick comparison with Joe and Dietrich in regards to 2021 and 2022 in regards to the harassment, intimidation, and bullying. And from July to December 2021 at the elementary school, there were a total of two harassment, intimidation, and bullying investigations, of which they both were unfounded. At the elementary school in 2022, there was one was unfounded. In the high school, there were four. In 2021 and 2022, there have been none up to this point. That doesn't mean that things aren't happening. It means that they're either code of conduct, or the teachers are dealing with them, or they're becoming more personally engaged with the students. So I think it shows us it's a good thing, not a bad thing. We're not overlooking this. Anytime a parent says they think it's harassment, intimidation, bullying is occurring, it's a state mandate. We have to investigate that, and we do. So. Report from the assistant superintendent?
Yeah, I'll just add briefly, kind of to supplement my report last month about the installation of AV equipment in the field house. I'd say we're about 95% there. So just for some perspective, right, like once the contractor turned over the keys to the field house to the district, you know, that is then time where we kind of go in and do our work on a lot of the technology that's involved there. So since that time, we have access controls. We have access controls on four doors that were installed. We have 12 security cameras, which give us 21 different camera views just of that building. We have 485-inch TVs. We have 165-inch TV, four clock speakers, all of which installed. And we have a contractor installing a pretty robust sound system that'll be throughout the building, and that should be completed on this Friday, hopefully. So that's where we are, almost done, and almost a complete project.
Good, thank you. And before I conclude, we did receive a letter from the Jersey Tots Eat regarding a thespian food drive and thanking us for our participation in that food drive, where they collected over 9,282 pounds of food, and the Troop 2430 was participating in this Thespian Society food drive, and they were members of the Manasquan School District. So another positive thing that our children have been involved in. And so I wanted to thank them and bring that to your particular attention. And that concludes my report for this evening. Unless there are questions.
Great.
Can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Hoberner?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan general items? Does anyone need anything separated out for the Manasquan general items, numbers 15 through 20? Can I have a motion for numbers 15 through 20?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Burns? Does anybody have any comments or questions before we vote?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone need anything separated out for the Manasquan Sending District's items, numbers 21? Through 40. Can I have a motion for items numbers 21 through 40? Mr. Serino, Ms. Herbert, does anyone have any comments or questions before we vote?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone have any old or new business that they'd like to raise? Can I have a motion to go into executive session? Mr. Hoberner, Mr. Johnson?
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Can I have a motion to reconvene?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. Hoberner?
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Roll call, Mr. Baldwin?
Here.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Lafretta? Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale? We have a quorum.
Could I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel items, number 44? Mr. Hoberner? Mr. Catani?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District personnel, item number 45?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner? Mr. Burns?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Herbert?
Yes.
Mr. Hoberner?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Serino?
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a great holiday. Thank you for everything that you do. I appreciate it.